もうやだ。31の件で、たわてば何でしょう。シーズンが何時言うか。31点ばこ。ね、中で、らに、壊れ、水ちょべ、たぶん。たぶん、いい。で、ね、たわる、壊れ、水ちょべ、たぶん。たぶてら、る、あれ、げんで。で、すんぼて、たわとべ、だ、しゃお、らなめば、てれ、こまれ。
As it is that Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha are refuge for those who seek liberation, so indeed Buddha is the guide for the practice, on the guide on the path. The teaching of the Buddha, the actual path, and people, the Sangha are people or travelers, fellow travelers on the path.
Mm-hmm.근데이제다나도타로타로와세리아니듬나레타와아니미엔송레타와아야다체가다차원들이듬나레타와다들이타와아뭐뭐지요이노래다나도타와소어때차원들이듬나레타와시작하고그래서
타르바 liberation or freeFree from what? Free from suffering, free from bad states of existence, and as well as free from what we call pervasive conditioning, the suffering of a pervasive conditioning, whilst the first two freedom are kind of freedom. But the kind of freedom that we are seeking, Buddhists are taught to seekis freedom from chapaduji, means pervasive conditioning by ignorance.
Yeah, Taiwan called it Jowa. Jowa said it, Dumale Jowa Sheda, and Nemo Tusun Jowa. This is Japan, here. You know, Nemo Tusun Jowa, Jowa Sijato, Jaguvi or S.
Tarka or Nirvana also could be.Interpreted to mean Jolova. Jolova means liberated. Again, freed and liberated are their synonyms. In the same way, Jolova and Tarpa are synonyms in Tibetan. So Jolova means liberated from suffering and liberated from Nyumova, which is negative thoughts and emotion. And of these two forms of liberation,we are mainly concerned with liberation from the latter.
And the same Ranji gets our teller, and Yemu and the church here to demonstrate the topic of the Tamjari, Ranji gets to the Samachavachi, quick Tamjari. The Ranji gets the true say, and the top Kata Jawase, and Slavore.
At the moment, our otherwise beautiful Christian.Glowing mind is covered from outside by three poisons of mind, desire, hatred, and ignorance. So our mind is sort of tightly bound by these three, and therefore these blind us, stop us seeing the light, the inner light. So once you break free these three things,then the light of the pristine, radiant power of the mind will shine outside. And when that shines outside, liberated.
Now, you know, when the Lung Sen Chamon Dan, or Lung Sen, Lung Sen Mo Chi Be, because Sen Gezen Awas, or the digital world, and data very bad. Then that, when the Anjuba, the distinct Raji, the chain, the,생그런지예사와예예생나이좀이바초대기그런지라고예대기들이바통계사래
To speak this from a highest tantra point of view, from tantra point of view, particularly from highest yoga tantra point of view, all of us have the extremely subtle mind and subtle wind. They are two sides of the same coin. So the nature of extremely subtle mind and subtle wind or energy is one of five colors. It's like a hue. A rainbow has a rainbow hue of five colors. Pentacolor radiant mind.
자 이목 유니시 랑센 선지세 예 가서 샘베사도지 지에 아니 랑센 산 디시 끌다고 예 랑센 산지 랑게 아니 단다 자 우메 이 진대가 아니 텔레카만 얘기 뭐 내가 가장 얘기 차외가 아니 텔레카마 그 유료 잠지기 너를 거기 가지고 띵띵띵 넣어들어 랑센이 산지 네 센도 베지의 진비 디시부까지 계속 거라
Still speaking from Tantric point of view, speaking from Nyingma tradition of Tibetan Buddhism or the ancient translation school, a tradition of Tibetan Buddhism, they say Rangsim Sangye, Buddha mind. That means all beings have an innate Buddha mind locked inside at the heart level of the chest or for central channel. We all have our body is a network of nerves, but principally there are three main channels, and at the heart level of the chest, at the heart level of the chest, inside the central channel, we have a sesame seed size. You know, white and red drops, white and red drops, which are, you know, original semen and ovum from the father and mother. So within the enclosed space of the two resides your original mind. Your original mind is pure, pristine, innately endowed with all the features of the Buddha. So it's locked inside.
That day, then, Kandiji Kondo is a conqueror in dollars, ten or ten, but he sent you around your hair salon singing. He contumbi, or ten or ten year, ten, you might hedgy shave, you make sent a lot, and hedgy shave, and it. 당자 마리파 아니 대자셔도 뜸이승게니 다 몽지바든 제와 말에 마이크스나 드졸라 아니 라지지게 요 말에 생 니마디비 센터 라지고 게사오 게스타이게 스스로
So when asked how do you account for such a thing then the Nyingma tradition traditional Buddhists say they quote a statement of the Buddha in the sutra in which Buddha says mind has no mind for the nature of mind is clear. Mind has no mind for the nature of mind is clear. Okay? What it means is the Buddha says all beings transcendent or non-transcendent have the fundamental mind which is called the subtle mind and the subtle energy. And as I pointed out before, that extremely subtle mind, extremely subtle wind, innate mind and wind is pure. And therefore such a pure mind is not polluted by negative thoughts like desire, hatred, and ignorance. Because desire, hatred, and ignorance have no innate radiance. They are clouding. They don't have radiance. And such, although desire, hatred, ignorance have accompanied the innate, the beautifully innate mind, since time immemorial, they have not actually become integral part of the mind. Therefore, mind, meaning the ultimate mind, has no temporary mind of desire, hatred, and ignorance.
Data is changing, guess our, you know, Ranji guess our, and this is because that is check, and then Ranji Jula Yena, that's a Randu Devi and a cousin in the same money with the Karsena. And Shook Chini, she's Kaza, eh, Tama Chambiga, and eh, Kaza, Ishimeba, Chick Chick, Yini, and eh, Duma Tante, the Tada, Taiwiga, Top, Senoji, so. で、メビとはじ、なぜで、現実へ飛ぶようになれそう。
So, if we do have this innate Buddha mind, already, you know, pre-formed Buddha, pre-formed Buddha, locked inside the sesame seed size and the central channel of the heart level,Why can't we access that? Why can't we tap into such beautiful original mind and become Buddha right now? We can't at the moment because our mind is shrouded by this negative thoughts like desire, hatred and ignorance due to which we don't have omniscience.All-knowing and wisdom, and as well as we don't have the support or the backing of our merit.
So the Rama is doing that. And he says, "She did do what she did. You must do what you did. That's why God is here. Then he says, 'Then you must have done it. Come and see to your merit.'"
To put it another way.This fundamental radiant five color or pentacolor radiant mind already in the form of a Buddha with a Buddha form cannot shine outside because somehow it is shrouded out from outside by two obstructions. Dipa is two obstructions. Delusion, obstructions of delusion, and obstructions to omniscience. As long as these remain uncleared, the mind will be locked in them.
そうですね。
世界自分の意思を通
す。意思を通す。だから、ニモビドワタイルケン、セノフトワサワ。
Because we have two things, because we have two impediments, two obstructions, we need two things to address, to clear these two away, and to overcome delusions, we need accumulation of merit. To overcome obstructions to omniscience, we need wisdom, accumulation of wisdom. So as you gather wisdom, and as you In other words, as you build up your wisdom, and as you build up your stock of merit, you will reach a state of Buddhahood. So, through gathering, through developing cognitively, in terms of developing wisdom, and that really cuts through ignorance and so on, you will overcome obstructions to omniscience. And as a result of overcoming obstructions to omniscience, you will have a perfect state of consummation in the sense of being free from all negative traits. And cognitively, you have developed consummately, both in terms of eradication, you have achieved consummation. In terms of a cognitive development, you have achieved consummation. So, you have achieved Dhammakaya. But when you have reached the end point of gathering merit, you will achieve a physical body of the Buddha. And as a result, with the physical body of the Buddha, then various beings at their various levels will be able to access you, will be able to see you, hear you, therefore access your wisdom, your knowledge, and therefore you can help them.
So merit is
quite vital, because it says with the merit, the direct result is physical and mental well-being. When you have a direct physical and mental well-being, the flip side of that is there's absence of suffering of body and mind. Number two, with merit, all your wishes, temporal and spiritual, will come to fruition almost by simply wishing. So if you have a perfect stockpile of, let's say you have a huge stockpile of merit, if you wish mundane success, let's say business success, job success, or what a relationship says, or whatever you wish, the magical power of the merit, which is positive karma, will bring it about. And if somehow you wish that you will be free from samsara, the merit would help accelerate your freedom from samsara. And if you make a wish, so that all beings may be free from suffering and their causes, and that you be the agent for such a freedom, marriage, the magical power of the marriage, will make it happen.
Sengen,
세논 데 스타비 바지 나도 대화 준비하래. 근데 세논 대화 준비인데 하나 스타기 세논치 아니 이 제부터 이 준비하래 선으로.
그래서 쟁에 남지 주나로.
쟁에 남지 주네 가서 쟁에 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 나 나 이러니게 다 가서 사실 지난 뒤에가 좋아졌다. 이제 아마 가르치는 쟁에 경주도 주스리 쟁엠바데라 아니나 어느 정도 세노서가 세니 디마이모 디마티비 나 세노서비 제부 가서 말했지 네 게버서비 제부 간다 니모시다 데니 가서 데월이 안주 아야 보시오 단디 니헤서 디바 아선선다 디간 아 쟁이 경주 주스 디로와 제방
So now let me connect to the actual Lamrim topic. And the Lamrim topic that we have been dealing with of late is transforming or transmuting adverse conditions or misfortunes in life into spiritual positives. Not only ordinary spiritual positives, but as a vehicle to achieve Buddhahood. So whenever we life is beset with the, all kinds of misfortune, suffering, and problems, if we have the knack, the skill of using the energy of suffering, the energy of misfortune, to overcome them. And hitting the nail on his head, as it were, then you will always be in a positive frame of mind, rather than being overwhelmed, rather than feeling self-pity and reduced to non-action. You would become very joyous and happy in the knowledge that, with the experience of this misfortune, this suffering, I know my past karma, potent past karma, is now being consumed, used up, and then, with that, you will be that will really feel you positive and good about the particular misfortune.
이제 이따 이게 연애를 가시게. 신나마가 듄나가 아세 듄나 녜서 아 신나 녜서 세노세 듄나 녜레 레네 듀루 샹스 리센도아
Now the mind training section of this part says 기나마가 I would rather face suffering rather than enjoy happiness I would rather have suffering than enjoy good times. Why? When I enjoy good times, I use up past good karma. When I face suffering, misfortune, I use up past negative karma. So there's an important trade-off.
That's the condition. 제가 랑게 나 세논 사바데 지고이 비텐제데 아 다단 한저베 취년에 시에빈네 가서 아니 대디 아니 지부쇼와이나 안 녜사베 세논 스테로에다 일 가우치요 말에
So in a way such a statement goes against the grain of the thought and the wish of thinking of most ordinary people Because all of us innately wish to be happy, wish to be free from suffering. But this, one says, it just flies in the face of such a statement. And indeed, generally speaking, it would be good to be happy, but in the course of your practice, if you enjoy too much of good things, then it can work against your long-term prospect, because if you enjoy too much of good thing, whatever it is, what you are doing is you are using up past good karma right now, rather than saving some for the future as well.
나도 집어 쉬는 게 공사 정보를 이제 대비 고사자고 다니나 이제 아까 전에 선도 고사자고 다니나 아마라 신 가서 배사 있지 터버이나 네 배사 네가 이제 붙으러 왔대 집에 이 세월 때 이 집어 말해 라니 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 존재를 집어래 그런 데서 강가 서선 그런 데서 강 왜요 말해 시에 내가 시에 강 시에 선도 강 시에 사요 말해 근데 라니 로센 집어래 선도
선도와 Ordinarily speaking, when you become, when you rise in power, when you become, let's say, a successful business person, or a powerful leader, you become the president or prime minister, whatever, most people would look up to you and would wish that they had such power, such status. By working to achieve power and position, you have in fact imprisoned yourself. You have lost all your freedom, all your free speech, free thinking. You have to be most circumspect about what you do, what you say. Rather than putting oneself in Sangjun means what we call in a good prison, ideally speaking, one should seek freedom from such a prison.
खाद रोमो कावड़ रहना हर चीने ते बेच गया तो इस में सारी समय ने ची जाबी जैसा मने ती छोगरे
में से जाबे कौन सा है इसलिए
जाबी जैसा
जाबी
ना जाबो
जैसा ही
इसमें में से जाबी जैसा ही
Whereas rather than seeking position, power, authority in society and seeking limelight. Popularity. Instead, if one seeks modesty, humility, you are seeking the position of the king.
Ah, Lovanda, Ena Maga, Menaka, Mena Ronshi, Telpu Sundua.
Anyway, if you practice humility, there lies a seed of Buddhahood. And further, another statement of mind training teaching says, I'd rather be criticized than being praised. Because when I'm criticized, I see my fault.
And the, 디송 그리고는지 말해. 근데 지배인도 당분에 디송 지나 간가 야보도 야보도 했을 때 그걸 거슬 지수이나 야보도에서 라고 비어와.
So this is that this is the way of a true practitioner. A true practitioner is someone who rather be put down, criticized, than being praised and say positive feedback. And in this day and age. People need to be given indiscriminate positive feedback, and which really may not be as helpful as if people are honest about each other. That is not to say they are not doing that.
Ah, the Shiva Dism, because it never shows, you know. Never the person, the Quran is Shianji or Tengu. Shianji Tengu, or Tangan, the Nishian Rendered, the Munishian, the Pongu. Then I was so good, Maji. Dig it, Jana named, Jana never touched it, and Jana never won't be jingle, but it's a very good one. They bungle this, a bunch of color, he isn't talking for this one.
So, spiritually developed like to be criticized, like the mistakes, the errors pointed out. But if they cannot see their own shortcomings, they rather that others do that for them. And when others do that, they welcome seeing that as an opportunity to see their own set of affairs and then rectify what needs to be changed. Why don't they like to be praised? They don't like to be praised because praise has the tendency of arousing arousing raje, means pride bordering on arrogance and haughtiness. And when you become praised, then you have an inflated a sense of who you are, and you, as a result, you tend to condescend to other people, other people's views, and you tend to put down, people inferior to you. You tend to be highly competitive with a cutthroat competitive nature. You tend to become highly jealous of anyone better than you. So when you praise these negative traits of human mind, are activated.
And the devil is rangishin de tontobimasu. Na shibi resha, na ja shibi je sendi ge ne shin ma tonre, seshima dre ga da seshimi ge ne ga de wa ma tonye da sendi ni ka pyo ge re. Yeza ka da de na di roni da shin chombo zo yong ge re
so. So when the spiritually developed and oriented do not like to be praised, because then they know that if they are praised, then the praise has the tendency of a blinding one, preventing one from seeing your own weaknesses. And if one praising makes one think that one is something other than one actually is, and therefore serious issues that need to be resolved, weaknesses to be addressed, are left unaddressed, unresolved, and therefore these weaknesses, these shortcomings, have implications for this life as well as for the future.
Mie shiwa ina, mie ba tigi ina, neka la rani anjur nyendi chibu yo marwa ta chijiregi nyeregi se mie ba tanga, neka pe chibu me na ya, ta ti nyane ra jashiba ina, ka o mie ba de, ngone tento lo ne dudu mendo, ki laya do ngone re dudu mendo, ta ina, ngone inba haf goyo ina, ti la ina, le nyendi di shira ra wo, ya po shi jeji, ti njiba tanto ina, se diya rani chibu yo wa che, se shima la ya ina, ya kasum da, into the mele toya ge jil progre tinsa tena maga mena gas to sing this
as well as why do developed people, spiritually developed, are receptive to criticism? Not that they don't feel unpleasant when criticized, although at the time of being criticized, they may feel unpleasant, yet they still openly welcome that, because it gives them a chance to critique themselves in an honest way. And if they find through self-criticism, through self-critiquing, if they find indeed there's something wrong with me, then they will address the problem. Once a particular problem which is being pointed out in the criticism is addressed or become. So it has positive implications for here and hereafter.
Me about the maybe the rangin using naza is show temper noji. Naza de duk doesn't is big temper noji. That the naza say chewing and only gawashi shake it up. What thing was it cheap or less?
When we are faced with a criticism from others, in fact, we should be as joyous as a patient whose sickness in the body has been removed by a surgeon or by a doctor, and now they become free. The problem that has been bothering them from inside has been taken out of them, they have been freed. In the same way, and just as a patient would indeed feel delighted, feel happy, relieved, in the same way, we need to have a similar attitude. For example, you go to see your doctor, or somebody goes to see their doctor, and the doctor, for whatever reason, failed to see a serious problem that could develop into a fatal problem. And with that, by failing to see the problem, the doctor praised you and saying how wonderful a fit you are now. And you think, yes, the doctor has seen me, and one might feel that one is really in top condition. So praise, failing to see the problem has not helped, and the praise has not helped. Instead, if the doctor took a cancerous, for example, cell through early detection out, told you the truth and took the disease out, you would welcome, you would appreciate honest assessment and treatment thereafter. In the same way, if somebody criticizes you, then it helps you to rid oneself of some serious problem.
经验
literally means bad conditions. Bad conditions needn't be necessarily in the form of something really unpleasant, something most people consider unpleasant, in the form of a bad health, loss of resources, and so on, whatever, any kind of misfortune. But often, what people normally consider positive, like a material success, can change, can become a bad condition from a spiritual point of view. Because sometimes when people become successful materially, then they become distracted, carried away by that. If one wakes up to the downside of material success, and then rather than blindly following material seeking and following material success, a voice from within says, why not change this positive material success into a spiritual vehicle rather than as a way of enhancing more material success. And if one does manage to contribute one's material success to other people's spiritual practice and so on, that's another way.
见言不是,这个,去写了,把这经验得了,经验是多少啊?
Here, that condition is that which, which stands in the way of your practice.
当然,七八级去,学那个,他见别,要不然咱们的,别,要查的时候,那个,肯定,那个,在落别的学生来呢,经验雄起的就都有嘛的。
So, from time to time, it so happens that somebody who has dedicated their life to good practice, then they become successful, they become widely renowned. And then they become invited here, invited there, and they become, you know, they are heavily booked now. Then if they keep following such newfound lifestyle of being popular speaker, writer, whatever it is, rather than really being focused on the true path to liberation, rather than getting sidetracked in a material tangent, going off to a material tangent, then they would have faced bad condition. However, if such a person can use their popularity, their renown as a way of promoting social welfare, communal benefit and so on. That's a way of changing otherwise a misfortune, spiritual misfortune or bad condition into a positive vehicle.
야, 야, 벤저는 시위를 이때 다양한 내가 내로 디젤라 그런 디젤 주문부 당기에들이 디젤 나지 취세 디세 뉴르 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 도와이나 나는 이 취쇼서 말이야 그런 게 대사 쇼
So it has happened in the past, you know, from time to time, somebody, as I've mentioned before, Geshe-la says, who has been a great an honest, down-to-earth a spiritual practitioner doing meditation or whatever. Somehow, if they start doing business, that bad condition starts. Their business takes off. Or if they seek employment, because somehow they need employment, they get it and they become successful. They're good at it. And then, as a result, you become or they become very popular. And now that you have your business has taken off, you know, you develop interest, you develop flair for business, taste for business. Or if you become popular at work, you want to rise higher and higher. And why? And as a result, what happens? There's only so much time in a day. Therefore, when you devote more and more of your time to doing and expanding your business or whatever, you are losing time in your practice, which has been, up until now, the core value, or which has been your core. Now one is losing the core and gaining in the peripheral sites. So that is it's a case of losing the core.
Jingye ju wasin, ju kare ju wasin, ta te ranyi ge te, ta kasa tsung rawi ta wu chi shu, yuzo de tsung je, tsung wa shi wu ju wu de na, o, ta nga tanda tsung wa yabu ju wa de, nga tso sa de rebu de rea, ta nga ta, ta, din rebu tanda nung shi e, se wa che jang na man ri wa, ta, di ka nga nbe tanda, e, tso sa tu, ma gong pa de le, de wa che, yung gula, ma gong pi de be ga, pa, mi yun ne, 연주 파파서 때 나이 아니 가서 세노데 이유체네 마고면에 세노 체르소에 이제 공부이나 정치도 좋아서
So how can you change such a seeming good things in life but which are spiritually misfortune into part let me pick up on the example of somebody starting a business. So, for some reason, for whatever reason, you had to start a business, you did start, and if your business takes off, then a voice from within you needs to tell you not to use this material success from business for mundane purpose, just wasteful mundane purpose. Thinking to myself, I ought not use the material success I've gained from business, or else I'll be using up past good karma. The success I have achieved through business is a good thing in life, but I shouldn't use it for my own self, or else I'll be using past good karma. Rather than that, if you can use the business success as a way of expanding meritorious actions, if you use business success as a way of expanding your meritorious deeds, then that meritorious deeds, whatever form they may take, that would be a way of transforming spiritually adverse condition into a path to liberation.
I yogi rani la pe gao xing ye mi mong bo zha wo de rani la pe ta de ra gong ye mi mong bo de xiong yi na de ne ge ma zhi zhong yi hou dang ye ma zhen ga ma yi jie da xiong ju ji zhen da ta le ta ka sa xiang ba la su bo de ji gong bin zhe bo zhe gong bin gong ni ta pe 이게 매너지 역할은 로워치 있네가 되세든 라니 있네가 라니 된 내는 로위 등아 세와 소상에 근데 배 미유전에 샤워 두어이나 다니 바 쟁의 성주 제가 너 소워치 차그래서
likewise when you become you develop a great and a wider and a wider circle of friends and even tens who sing your praise and you put on a pedestal and praise you, then would you enjoy that? Of course anybody would enjoy that. But the point here is not to get carried away by these and become hungry for more of these. Rather than that, realize such good occasions in life must be the result of my past good karma in the form of practice of patience, tolerance, love, or maybe empathy for other people. And as a result of these, I feel buoyant in the face of these, in the face of people's public appreciation. then use such occasion, use such occasion to make the prayer that His Holiness always wishes, for as long as space remains. You know that one? So Geshe-la says, if you can make that one stanza prayer for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, may I remain too, to dispel the suffering of the world, or something like that. So people are, you know, gathering around you. Then you must use the public appreciation, the groundswell support around you as a way of being their spiritual leader, and to stay in the world to work for the welfare of beings until the end of time.
That means Rangi Wala Sada Chimasi Kiki Men Sambi Goni Nesa Tindiji Zoina. That's Nesa Jabi Desan Jabi Rangi Chiwa Shima Jabi Devata Sanjiji Kumbo. That's Sanji Tonjili Lima Dujili Jabi Sanji Jabi Kumbo De Tobi Name or Reason. This one will.
So if you seek if you seek humility, genuine, pretentious humility, but genuine humility, thinking to yourself, there's nothing. Okay, the only thing beneath me are the earth and the water, and everybody else is above me. I am, you know, the lowest of the lowest of the low. That doesn't mean you have to lose, you know, self-respect. It's just that you have the courage to feel, to put others before. And the only thing beneath you, the only things beneath you, you think to yourself are the earth and the water. Everybody else is beneath, above you. You put others before you. If you develop that degree of humility, you have established a sound ground of the conqueror. The conqueror here refers to, you know, in the future, in the immediate future lifetimes, you might be reborn in higher classes where you could do great good to other people. Ultimately, conqueror refers to humility is the ground from which the Buddha springs. That means you become Buddha yourself.
Yeah.
That's it for tonight.